This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Tennessee Turfgrass Association. This episode is sponsored in part by BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Tennessee Turfgrass Association's Turf Zone podcast. In this episode, we feature a member spotlight Q&A with Bob McCurdy. How many years have you been in the family farm sod production? Since 1987, 32 years. How did you decide to pursue a career in turf? My dad and I were row crop and livestock farming in the early 80s. Times were hard and we started doing some landscape work. We needed sod for some of our own conservation work but couldn't find it locally. We planted a 2-acre patch of Tifway 419 in 1985. What is the best part of your job? There are multiple answers to this question. There is nothing better than working with family and friends who you can love and depend on. I enjoy the landscapers, homeowners, and professionals that we get to work with. Most are honest and willing to work hard. There are not many thugs that like to grow grass. As our society becomes more removed from agriculture, there's an opportunity to help urbanites grow and maintain a nice lawn. On the production end of life, there's a constant change and a new challenge every day that keeps us humble. What are some unique challenges of your job? Weather conditions can really change our game plan. We come to work every day expecting sod orders, mechanical issues, employee needs, and/or growing conditions to change our plans. Also, the delivery, trucking of our product has become a huge factor in our success. How many employees are part of your team? We have to be ready to harvest and deliver year-round. We employ 8 to 10 full-time people, and in the growing season, that number can double. The seasonal demands for our product and the shrinking labor force is requiring producers to invest in robotic harvesting. Autonomous mowing will be next. Running a family business can have special benefits and challenges. What would you tell others who are currently in a family business or are considering it? I'm very fortunate to have been able to work many years with my dad, and now I get to share that experience with my daughter and her husband. It was always my intention to stay on the farm and raise my family, and I think I was successful in doing so. If you're thinking about going down this path, I recommend being open and honest with each other. Communication can be hard and hurtful, but setting out with goals and modifying that plan as a family is necessary for success. And don't forget those family members who are not in the business. Family gatherings can be a lot more enjoyable when there is unity in the succession plan. What is one lesson you've learned the hard way in your career? I grew up on a successful family farm, and I believed that the farm would make me successful, as it had my dad. It took some hard years to realize that both success and failure can be temporary. Do you have a mentor in the industry? Who? There are many. My dad was uneducated, but was probably the smartest man I've known. When we got into the sod business, Tom Samples was new to Tennessee. He took an interest in us, and I'm sure that he is the person most responsible for our success. I've had the opportunity to be a member of several turfgrass associations, including TTA, and those members have always been willing to share tips and secrets that have helped mold our industry. What do you do in your free time? I enjoy our 3 children and 5 grandkids. They have lived all over the globe, and it's been fun chasing them around. I've been blessed with health and have been a runner for 15 years. This year, I made a commitment to run every day for 365 days. There have been some really hard days, but I'm 8 months in, and I think I'm going to make it. I also serve on several church, community, and professional board levels. I'm on the board for our local electric cooperative, a bank board, a Boy Scout board, as well as serving in our local Methodist church. I served for 8 years on the TTA board and was president from 2012 through 2013. I am currently the secretary treasurer of the Mid-South Turfgrass Council, which is a group of growers from several states. This past year, I was elected to serve on the board of Turfgrass Producers International. TPI is a group of sod producers and vendors from around the world. Tell us about your family. Suzanne is a retired school teacher. She and I have been married for 37 years and have 3 children, Tom and his wife Katie, who have 2 children, Lillianne, 6, and Tate, 4. Tom is a Navy pilot and they currently live in Japan. Jay and his wife Vicky have 2 children, Eve, 2, and Elliot, 1 month. They are employed by Mississippi State University, where Jay is the extension turfgrass specialist, and Vicky, who is British, teaches biology. Liz and her husband, Ben, are partners in our family farm. They have one child, Charlie, who is 2. What would your advice be for people entering the turfgrass industry now? I would suggest being an intern under various industry leaders before making the decision which path to follow. Also, make as many quality contacts as possible. Things are changing much faster than any one manager can understand alone, but surrounding yourself with knowledgeable and sincere people can help to avoid some serious challenges. Don't miss an episode of Tennessee Turfgrass. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.